Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short on this December 1st of 2023. The UAW's recent victories via its successful stand-up strike with the Big Three automakers is perhaps just the start of a rejuvenated and growing UAW and for the entire union movement in general. Michigan Advance's Lead the Veto reports the UAW says thousands of non-union auto workers at companies including BMW, Honda, Hyundai, Mazda, Mercedes, Nissan, Rivian, Subaru, Tesla, Toyota, Volkswagen, and Volvo have announced campaigns to organize their workforces. If successful, the campaigns could add nearly 150,000 workers to the union, doubling its current membership among auto workers. And let me tell you, that is scaring the hell out of the corporate donor class. This fantastic news for working Americans comes on the heels of the UAW's win last month to help its members gain back many of the concessions they gave the Big Three during the auto loan bailout of 2008. In its new four-year-plus deal with the Big Three, UAW members are receiving immediate pay raises, elimination of wage tiers, and cost of living or COLA adjustments. And I'll be darned! Right after news broke of the UAW's new deal with the Big Three, non-union automakers felt the heat and began augmenting some of their workers' wages. Japanese automaker Toyota raised its workers' pay by nearly 10%. South Korean automaker Hyundai announced pay increases of 25% for its factory workers by 2028. But you see, these non-union automakers aren't doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. They are hoping to blunt the UAW's growing popularity. For example, a Nissan spokesperson told the Detroit Free Press's Jamie L. LaRue that Nissan, quote, respects the right of employees to determine who should represent their interest in the workplace. However, we believe our workplace is stronger without the involvement of a third party, unquote. Now, if that statement sounds like a contradiction to you, well, you're not alone. I mean, think about it. If Nissan really respects employees' rights on who should represent their interests, then, hey, Nissan, stay out of it and let them do it. But history shows that these non-union automakers, some who've built factories in right-to-work-for-less states, will not step aside and let their workers unionize. That's why the UAW is starting this massive organization drive to help workers from these non-union companies gain more strength and power, power that's been withheld from these workers for far too long. As UAW President Sean Fain said in a video produced by the UAW explaining the benefits of belonging to a union, to all the auto workers out there working without benefits of a union, now it's your turn. It is their turn. Working Americans are grabbing some power back from these greedy corporations who've made billions thanks to corporate welfare from major tax cuts, incentives, subsidies, and union-busting deals. And I haven't even mentioned greedflation yet. And please don't forget who's against a strong union workforce. Republicans, like former South Carolina governor and presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who proudly touts her record as a union buster. And we wonder why the Koch family suddenly backs Nikki. I wonder. Donald Trump showed up here in Michigan during the UAW strike to speak at a non-union shop in Macomb County. Don't forget that. And Trump didn't even congratulate the UAW after the deal was announced. But wait a second. I thought Trump cared about workers. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden actually stood on the picket lines with the UAW during the strike. You know who's for workers and who isn't. It's not only smart politics to stand with workers, I think, but it's also just the right thing to do, which is why Republicans are AWOL when it comes to standing with working people. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and also Threads. Please don't forget to subscribe to the Left of Lansing podcast and subscribe to leftoflansing.com.